Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You ask me anything in a few moments' time. A crime journalist, host of the Crime World podcast, author of Groomed, Nicola Tallant with us here in studio today. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good. How are you?
I'm delighted to have you in with us today, actually, for Ask Me Anything. Even though it's not me getting to interview you, it's the listeners. And I know there's bundles of questions and voice notes coming in for you. Before we get to the texters' queries, you might just tell listeners, how did you end up becoming a crime journalist?
By accident. I think I was only journalist.
Who do it?
Yeah, a bit of that. The only one in the newsroom to be sent to a court case, actually, many, many years ago, and never looked back.
Yeah, yeah, you're there. How long are you working in this area?
So, certainly 30 years now. I mean, 30 years, three decades. So
right.
I've seen some of the people that I was writing about in the very beginning. I'm still talking about them.
You're still talking about them. Yeah.
So
that's gas,
we all
isn't
last.
It?
We all have a lifespan, I suppose.
What's the most significant change you've noticed in crime reporting since you started out?
I suppose, I mean, for me, it was starting out writing stories, you know, and just putting your name to it. And then as, you know, things evolve, podcasting now, when you have to put your face in front of a camera and a little bit of your personality into it and try and find that balance between having a bit of fun and taking it seriously, which it is.
087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. Get your questions, get your voice notes in. Sarah has sent in this one.
Hi, Nicola. How did you get into crime journalism?
Yes. So I got into crime journalism because I was working in newsrooms on shifts as a journalist. And I think for a while I was sent on various fashion shoots and things like that. And then one day I got one day I got sent to court and John Gilligan was sitting in the dock and that was it. That was just...
You were hooked.
I was hooked, yeah.
Yeah. It's
it's enjoyable. It's interesting.
It is, but it can be long and drawn out.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I suppose you evolve as well, though, as you start doing it. You have to kind of learn, like the street dealers, you have to learn your trade and then you kind of... It becomes more and more intriguing, to be honest with you, the longer I'm working in it.
Jennifer has sent this voice note.
Do you ever get approached when out and about?
I do, ridiculously, I do. I mean, it's so ridiculous, woman of my age, being asked for selfies.
No, it's not. Go on.
Yeah. But all the time. But usually everyone's very nice, like, you know, and you know, it does. It amuses me greatly. I'm sure you get that, do you?
Not nowhere near the same extent as you. Do the criminals recognise you? Would they approach you at all and chat to you?
Sometimes. Depends on what they're at, you know. But yeah, definitely.
Do you meet them in the supermarket or something?
Listen, you probably meet them, you know what I mean? They're like, what do they say? There's always somebody, a rat near your feet somewhere. It's a little bit the same. Like the criminals will, sometimes they will be friendly, usually as they get older, actually.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
Derek,
more confidence.
Derek has this question for you.
Hi, Nicola. Have you ever felt scared in your job?
I think I have some sort of a genetic defect because people ask me that a lot and I don't feel scared in my job at all.
Why do you think? Is it just because you're doing it so long maybe that you've...
Yeah, I'd say it's like anything, you know what I mean? I would ask other people that, like people working in A&E and you know, this sort of thing. But I think, look, you get used to everything, don't you? You couldn't do it if you were scared.
No. Well, particularly in your line of work anyway, you know. Enda has another question for you.
Hi, Nicola. If a member of your family told you they wanted to be a crime journalist, how would you feel?
Run.
Exactly. I'd go absolutely berserk. I wouldn't even know how to advise somebody young how to get into it now.
Because it's changed so much.
Yeah, because it's changed so much. I don't think I have an idea at all of what it, even how. I had a young girl working with me there a year ago.
Mm.
And she at some point said, you know, sort of, what is media? And you kind of go, I'm not really sure what it is anymore.
Well, it's changed so much between social media and podcasting and live events. And, you know, it's
exactly, it's
a much bigger beast.
It's a much bigger thing. But I sort of suppose maybe even looking back at myself, I probably would have not, you know, advised me not to go into it, although I've had so much fun along the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Just on that WhatsApp question here from a listener, has there ever been a story that you couldn't forget that has always stayed with you or lived with you?
There's plenty of them, you know, usually that they would be victim led stories, to be honest with you, when you realise or you speak to people face to face about the kind of experiences they've had and things they've survived. I mean, obviously, one of them that stands out for me is Joey O'Callaghan, The Witness.
Yeah.
You know,
it's an incredible
and we're
book.
Still really good friends, myself and Joey. There's not that many people I've met through my job that I would have befriended as such, but he is.
But the first person in witness protection?
The youngest.
The youngest
yeah.
person, apologies.
The youngest,
I was going to say your first child, actually.
He's really, yeah, he's really sound guy. He's doing well. And that project is moving into film now.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're still, it's still, it sort of seems to be fascinating people, his story.
Absolutely. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number, if you've questions for crime journalist and podcaster Nicola Tallant. This listener's wondering, do you watch crime dramas at night?
All the bloody time.
Addicted totally.
Oh my God. And
so you never get away from work?
Well, I don't know. I find them entertaining. I really do.
What do you watch?
I watch a lot of bubblegum stuff as well,
yeah.
though, to be honest with you. The most recent thing I've just watched, which I thought was brilliant, was Should I Marry a Murderer?
Oh, yeah. We were only talking yeah. about that earlier in the
I'm
week.
I'm a little
actually.
Bit of a kind of a whatever is number one on Netflix or
yeah.
whatever I'm watching, I'll go to that. But I also watch this nonsense about, you know, these people, these, well, it's not nonsense for them, obviously, but. You know, these ones that get married or these sort of Tinder swindlers.
Oh, and yeah,
I
yeah,
love
yeah.
all that yeah. sort of romance scam stuff.
What about the kind of, you know, the Kin and the Blue Lights mm. and the BBC? Do you like those sort of police dramas?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. I kind of would watch everything and anything and too much television. I don't read enough.
Yeah, I know. It is very addictive as well, though, isn't
mm.
it?
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Mark has sent this voice note for you.
Hi, Nicola. Do you notice any observations between male and female criminals?
Oh.
Any differences, is it,
yeah.
or whatever? There's not so many female criminals. They're mainly males, certainly in organised crime. You know, what you tend to see is the women will launder and spend the money. Sort of the wives of the kind of the big name criminals I would have focused in a lot on and trying, you know, working out what is it that makes them tick. And usually it's a pair of Labatan shoes and, you know, nice fancy holidays and all the rest of it. In a way, you can't kind of blame them. A lot of the women that would be, you know, married into or whatever, the organised crime mm. have maybe had nothing coming up and, you know, the money is almost an addiction.
Yeah.
But I am fascinated by women who make it in that world as well. There are plenty of them. They're not stupid enough to talk to me, though.
Right. Listeners wondering, do you have confidence in the justice system, in the jury system? Having been on 2 juries myself, I'd have great concerns, says this texter.
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a lottery, isn't it, when you have a jury? Because mostly when I'm sitting in court and I'm following a particular case, I know damn well that the individual in the dock is guilty of sin. And you're watching the background mm. of the person, you know all they've done before this. But the jury are just faced with a human being they know nothing about. They're not given the details of their previous convictions until after this, you know, their verdict has come in. And you can just sometimes see that this person's about to walk. I've seen really, really dangerous individuals walk free from jury trials. Not so much the special criminal court with
yeah.
3 judges and they can't be so easily swayed.
Brian has sent this voice note for you.
Hi, Nicola. How have these experiences affected you in your personal life and your day to day? Do you find it hard to trust people?
I probably do, yeah.
Say you do, yeah.
I'm probably weird. But again, I just don't even realise it. I sort of would be, when out, when let my hair down, etc. I like being with a group of people that I really trust.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. But I mean, I would talk to people, strangers on the, you know, on the bus or wherever I was. I'd talk to anybody. But letting people in, maybe, I would be a little bit wary.
And safety concerns at all, like over the years, I'm sure that you're probably mindful of that as well.
Oh, very much so, yeah. Very much so. And again, you know, I always see there's, the risk, any risks that I would have are similar to most people. But it's the idea of some opportunist, you know, some young lad maybe off his head a little bit and thinks, oh, I'll have a go here. Mm. So from that point of view, I would be careful where I go and who I'm with. And always, usually, people I'm with are all also aware to keep an eye and
keep an eye out for you.
Look around.
Yvonne has sent out this question.
Hi, Nicola. I'm a big fan. Yvonne here in Kilkenny. Just wondering, did you ever go for a pint with any of the criminals?
That's a great question.
That is a great question. We can hear the bird song in the background there from Kilkenny. Hi, Yvonne. Yes, I have actually. Yes, yes, but not too many.
Can you tell us who?
You have to be a little bit on your, you know, you have to be a little bit sort of careful that you don't really let your hair down. But sometimes in situations you will.
Yeah.
If you're building a bit of trust.
Yeah.
And somebody wants, I don't really actually, to be honest, would you like having a drink when I'm working?
But sorry, you're meeting them as a source for a story as opposed to just going for a pint on a Friday night.
Oh,
like, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, sometimes, you know, in order to build a little bit of trust, sometimes you have to just have a drink. But I definitely wouldn't be going.
You won't be texting them tonight.
No.
Austin has this voice note.
How are you, Nicola? Austin here. Just a quick question. Have you ever been threatened in your job before?
I have, indeed. In actual fact, there was a court case there. Was it this year? Last year?
Yeah.
Last year. Last summer I was away. Yeah. And there was a convicted rapist who actually came in the office. He didn't think he was threatening me, though he was bringing me out on a date. But it was very unpleasant, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, like anybody as well, there's people who are sort of drawn to you because you'd be well known. And they maybe don't see themselves as being threatening, but they can be. And other times, yeah, I've had a little bit of trouble over the years, but nothing that I haven't survived.
Yeah, no bother to you at all. Your book, I suppose, Groomed is the latest book. The podcast, of course, is a Crime World. You're at Electric Picnic this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did that last year.
You did it last year, yeah.
Love it. Have you been?
Do you? Oh, many years. Every year.
Really?
I enjoy it.
I was an Electric Picnic virgin last year and I had to be minded. I, jeepers, it's so big.
Yeah, it is huge.
And when you've
comfy
no
shoes.
Sense of direction, not good. But doing the picnic, and I haven't actually got a plan for doing my own live show yet this year. But as the year is developing, I'm beginning.
Are you
to
enjoying
see,
that? The live shows at the podcast
yeah,
and stuff.
I do. I like doing a live show when I have something of, you know, when something is happening.
Yeah.
That's you know, so you're not just sort of making it up. You know what I mean? You like to have something that'll be. Of a little bit of education. You know, we're seeing Daniel Kinahan now on his way back and I'm kind of thinking, is it time?
Yeah, okay, as well for something else there. Mm. You're in Sligo as well too. I know later in the year as well and other festivals and events, people can get that, I'm sure, on your social media.
Yeah, it's all there on the Crime World.
Good stuff. Nicola Tallant, listen, we really appreciate you coming in to answer listener questions today.
Thanks very much.
Not at all. Nicola Tallant, crime journalist and host of the Crime World podcast.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.